Hey, Angie. Hey, Chloe.
Hey,
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
I hear Chloe has a joke for us, so...
I'm keen.
Get yourselves ready. Strap in.
Let's go. It better be funny. Because you said you don't laugh at jokes.
I don't. Where does a mansplainer get his water?
Oh, here we go. We're going the mansplainer. Well, I don't know where.
From a well, actually.
Oh.
Quick My Google search, God. That was welcome.
Well, actually, let's get started.
Hi, this is Tim. Oh, this is just a heads up that all the advice you're hearing in this podcast is general in nature. If you want something more specific, then feel free to contact us.
Drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk to drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk to drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk to drunk accountant, drunk accountant.
Hello and welcome to the show. We are the two drunk accountants, three drunk accountants
three.
Today.
We are three today.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. We're we have no Dan because he's a misogynist, womanizing pig.
Off with his head.
Full disclaimer. Yeah. He's in Tasmania, actually. Otherwise, he would have been here for the women in accounting and business episode.
I think so.
I'm sure he would love that. Yeah. Yes.
But instead, we have Angie and Chloe.
Yes,
so.
Hey.
Thanks for being here.
So we upgraded. Well done.
We have.
Yeah.
I mean,
two for one.
Yeah.
I'm sitting between you guys. I feel like I'm a thorn between two roses here. So bit of that happening.
Maybe you should have started off with the joke.
Is that? All right. So let's get straight into it. We're going to do the Tim and Dan low. You ready to sing?
Yes.
What is the Tim and Dan low?
No one.
Hello. I didn't do the usual thing with that Dan does and point.
Oh dear.
This is great already. This is fantastic.
Off to a good start.
Yeah. Okay. So what's happening in your week so far?
So this week I went and saw Kung Fu Panda. That was really.
And good. I hear the word is on the street. You didn't have kids?
No. Kid free. Yeah.
Which is
free.
Which is a big deal. Like, it's a big deal.
It's massive. Yeah. So my parents are down visiting from Queensland and they had the kids and me and Kit went out to dinner and went to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was
like,
we even held hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Does that happen these days?
Apparently.
You know what that is.
Did you share choc tops? Jay
no.
And I share a choc top.
No.
Did you both put your hands in the popcorn at the same time?
Oh, my God.
No, we probably ate half a kilo of lollies.
Yeah, you opened up one of the bags before you even went. You ate them at the office.
I know. I shared it amongst the team.
I didn't get any.
Yeah, M&M's. my question there is Kung Fu Panda. I mean, I really want to see June 2, and we haven't been in the movies. But Kung Fu Panda, that's your choice.
I know. I thought you were pointing it out as in because it's a kids movie and she went without the kids.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why you were pointing it out. She's like, it was romantic.
Look, Kung Fu Panda, what can I say? DreamWorks can do sequels. They do sequels really well and they've just drawn me in Kung Fu Panda 1, 2 and 3. They're just really... topped it off.
Number four. It's a big Jack Black. I like Jack Black.
I do like Jack Black.
It was really good. And I highly recommend.
Mm. Oh, very good. What about you, Chloe? What's your Dan Lowe? Tim Dan Lowe. Tim Dan Angie and Chloe Dan Lowe.
Well, on Sunday, I participated in the Coast Games. It was a pretty big event, like functional fitness event on the Central Coast.
Actually, I haven't heard how you went. Like, how'd it go?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
Well, now.
Well, actually.
You will hear. Well, we came 19th out of 51 teams. So we surprised ourselves. Yeah, we were happy with that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wasn't quite happy with my clean score, but you know, that's fine. but no, it was a really good day. I think it keeps getting bigger every year. So that's like, it's really good for them and everyone that did it. So it was lots of fun for me, but I was very sore on Monday. It was like four different workouts in one day.
You were pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Did you play soccer as well?
I was going to play soccer, but it got rained out. Soccer was like 1:30. I could have played that as well, but... But it was rained out, unfortunately.
That's crazy. That's a lot of exercise in one day.
Yeah, it's wild.
So you need to get better at cleaning.
you watch yourself, young man.
This is the women in business.
Yeah, you better watch your tongue. Hey, we'll serve you up.
I'm like practically a house husband. I do all the cleaning.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to check with that.
Arguably.
Check with that.
Jade might have a different opinion.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I think your wife might have a different story, but we'll
see.
She
might. She might.
And what about your download, Tim? Danlo.
Yeah, I went to the Hunter Valley, which was very nice. Took the essentials with us. Grandma and
your
grandpa.
Child or? Yeah, oh, yeah. No way. Oh, that's cute.
I was speaking about it in the lunchroom the other day, and I was like, yeah, took mum and dad with us. It was awesome. And yeah. Caitlin was like, oh, yeah, well, you got to pack the essentials.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Essentials. So good, though. Mum, we're at the first vineyard doing a tasting, having a nice lunch. And Lewis is like starting to get restless. He's in the high chair.
Naturally, yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, here we go. I'm going to be chasing him around for the next hour. He's going to be running towards the highway in the Hunter Valley here. And mum pulls out of her bag all these like toy cars.
Oh my God.
And a dinosaur. Yeah. Wow. And then for the next hour, Lewis is just like playing with the cars.
There you go. That is essential.
Massive.
Honestly, what a brilliant woman.
Yeah, every time you catch up with Kerry, bring the kids, she'll have like a little bag of goodies.
Oh my goodness.
Colouring.
She has snacks. She has snacks. Yeah.
I love her already, but I think I'm going to love her more.
Yeah.
If I bring the kids along. That's so good.
And she's like, oh, this is what I got for the kids.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yes. So it was good. Yeah, very nice weekend. Yes. Unfortunately, Lewis did poo and vomit on the last night at around about the same time. He didn't have a nappy on, and he was on me when he pooed.
That's the best part of the trip happen. For us.
Yeah, that was like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's a good time.
That sucked. Yeah. But he drank too much wine. That's all it was.
Naturally.
Start him young.
How else did you get him to sleep, I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's my method.
Very good. Oh, well, cool. Well, let's move on to the business update. Chloe, you said you were coming with a business. No, I'm just joking. Put you on the spot there.
Yes.
I have a business update for us, which is just a quick little tidbit. Apparently, things are changing over in America.
Okay.
So, as you know, we are heading to a cashless economy globally. So, people are just using less cash, particularly young people.
Yeah.
So, just think you're going out to the pub or in America or a bar. And usually in America, you tip. Every time you buy a drink, you leave a dollar. Mm-hmm. Or you buy food and drinks at a restaurant and you leave a tip at the end. Okay. Apparently, that is now changing for young people in America because they don't carry cash.
Yeah.
And they're like, why would I go to an ATM just to be able to like give someone a dollar?
Yes, yeah.
It just blew my mind a bit. I'm like, wow, that is going to change so much in that country because... Yeah. They can pay low wages because people they survive off the tips.
Exactly.
So if young people aren't paying with cash anymore, then that changes a lot over there.
Yeah, it does.
Obviously not that big an impact here, but that's a huge change for their economy.
Be a massive change. And I wonder if all those people are declaring those tips.
No,
100%. Just on a tax perspective, probably not.
Definitely not. I mean, there's a spot for tips in the Australian tax return. Have you ever used that?
Yeah. No.
A lot of the people
who declares tips. I mean, really, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I mean, who does, really?
Between the three of us sitting here, I think we have more than 40 years of accounting experience and none of us have ever used the tip field in the Australian income tax return. Yeah. So, that's saying something, right?
I've worked in hospitality and never declared my tips.
Yeah. There you go. Oh,
oops, audit. Sorry, what?
Oh, red flag.
To be fair, there was probably in like $50. Yeah. So.
You went front of house.
Yeah, you're not back quite room. Like America. So, you know, don't come at me at tax office.
Not looking forward to that audit, hey?
I mean, I'm good for it, but.
I'm good for it. good. All right. Well, that's the business update for this week. And let's move on to, I'm sure you're both most excited for this segment of the podcast. Mm. It's not Tim's Tardos Tip anymore.
Oh.
It's Tim's Think Tank.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I released this at Accounting Business Expo as a new segment. So glad to hear that you're both listening to the recent podcast we've released.
Oops.
Yeah.
Too busy working, Tim.
Yeah, good.
very judgy.
I can see you've been very focused this week.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're doing this in work hours right now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we started drinking half an hour ago. We're good. Yep.
All right, so I have a question for you two. Yes. And then, look, we don't have to debate it too much because it does relate to the topic today. Okay. So you can just have a think about it and give us a yes or no. Mm.
Okay.
Off the top, like just give us your gut feel.
Okay.
So Tim's think tank is, would you want your specifically daughter to grow up and become an accountant?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
A really great question.
And you can see how it relates to the main topic today too, right?
100%.
I would.
You would?
I would, yeah. I reckon it, really you're part of society, like you have a little bit to do with every part of society, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the knowledge that you gain as an accountant, I feel like it really helps, your understanding about how the world works and,
And knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well. I feel like education is a very powerful thing.
True. Give you a lot of options.
Yep.
Because you could learn the accounting side of things and then start a business.
Yeah, definitely. Move into advisory, advising businesses.
Yeah, consulting. You can work in business as well.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of avenues there. What about you, Chloe?
Yep. Well, I have two daughters. One that's in year eight. So, the thought of actually this going to uni. Definitely I have previous careers that I'd say no. But just chefing, just to make it very clear there. But in terms of accounting, I would definitely say yes if she wanted to. Like Andy said, it because there is so many different avenues, and I think the fact that you can continue studying, so you're not just stuck with you just get your degree and then you're done.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you're interested in studying and progressing, like myself and like Angie and like you guys, you can like go further and go CBA, CA. There's so many different avenues of accounting. We are trying to get it out there and make it sound more interesting to people because there's not enough accountants in the world.
True.
But obviously, my daughter will hear from me what the interesting parts of my job are.
True.
And
absolutely.
My daughters, I should say. One's three, so not such a thought there, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. Yes. Well, there you go. Three potential future employees.
Yeah, definitely.
Three new team members.
Yep.
Willow's already measuring up the desk up there with the colouring pencils.
Yeah, I don't know about Libby. Maybe Gabby. Gabby, but Libby's trouble. She can go to another accounting firm. E-tax or something.
No, what's that, Henry? Henry,
Henry, the sole trader, the subby tax thing. Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There's some good answers there. Yeah. Thank you for your thoughts.
Mm.
All right. Well, shit. Let's get into the main topic.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think I just pushed this button. Nailed it. That was one of Dan's feedback items for me last time. We did a podcast with Adam. He was like, you pushed all the wrong buttons. All the wrong times.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, did he actually listen to all of it? Because I think he was like...
I think he heard the parts that...
He mostly listened so he could hear what he would be bitched about it.
Oh, yeah.
Dan has main character syndrome and he's a wall of emotion. What is that? Yeah. A dam. Emotional dam or something.
I don't know if I use those words, but something like that, basically. I just crack him open like a... I couldn't even think of the word. Nuts. We haven't discussed Dan and his what's happened this week. Are we not allowed to?
Whoa. Oh, the soft launch.
The soft launch. I was thinking, is that taboo? Or?
No, it's not taboo. Let's save this for the other thing. Let's discuss. Okay. Let's discuss that in the
other thing. We'll discuss Dan's other thing.
But I mean, more importantly, let's stop talking about that misogynistic pig, Dan.
Dan.
I'm just joking when I say that as well. He's not.
He's a good
he's all
guy.
Right.
He's a good guy.
Let's talk about women in accounting and business.
Yeah.
Because let's like I said before, so take me out of it.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
have like 25 years plus experience working in the industry and with business.
Yeah.
And we want to hear all about what your experience is like as a woman.
I don't know about you, but like, I feel like my experience in accounting changed a lot coming back from having starting my family.
That's interesting.
And I think like it really reset my view on everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That's true. So there's one factor already. Like yeah. That is, like, everyone knows it's so different from women to men.
Yeah.
Like, women are often the primary carer for kids. Yeah. So starting a family is one thing. But maybe let's start before that.
Yeah.
Just in general, like going through uni and starting out in the industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were your experiences? Like, I mean, everyone thinks accounting is probably like male dominated. Probably people think of a male when they think of an accountant, perhaps, like in some ways.
Yeah.
Which I think is wrong because probably there's more of a majority of females in the industry, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's, I haven't been in long enough, I guess, to know too much history, but in my experience here and in my previous role, there was actually, probably more females.
Yeah.
So, at first, I think, you'd think more males, but in my two, you know, you two being, Dan and Tim being the bosses, and then in my old work, it was a male as well. Yep. I guess that's kind of tipping the scale a bit, that's saying like males are the leaders the and then the, the partners, and then the females are the worker bees kind of, but the seniors as well. Like, I've got Angie. She's the senior here at my old work. Yep. We had a couple of senior females. So senior females, but not, I haven't worked under a female boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
So it is kind of a bit of a spin on the perspective there.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, there's females in the workplace, but unfortunately haven't seen any as a boss yet.
That's true. Well, I mean, there's a lot out there that
there is, definitely,
of women that own accounting firms or bookkeeping businesses.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a, I think that's a very fair point as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
for whatever reason that may be.
Yeah.
Which, you know, leadership in a lot of business does tend to end up being men.
It does,
Which is a shame.
Yeah. I mean, one that we looked at recently on the Central Coast that, you know, they had like 7 male directors and 1 female.
Yes.
Wow.
And you were like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, you don't know what to put that to. That's not to say a female can't be a boss or a director or, but...
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that. I thought of 30 Rock. I'm watching 30 Rock.
Oh.
And Alec Baldwin is this like executive man in that show. Mm. And he's revealing he's got this mistress to all his executive friends. And he gets up and he's like, gentlemen and token women.
Oh, dear.
Before he starts his speech.
Oh, God.
How bad is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sadly accurate.
I mean, it did feel a little bit that way when I looked at the 7 men with the 1 woman. I was like, is that token female there?
So, yeah, okay, cool. So that's an interesting thing. What about like interacting as teams? So is it a fairly equal playing field, do you think, in the accounting industry? Or do you have to strive harder as a female to prove yourself? Or what's been your experience there?
Yeah, Angie, you worked here for 20
loaded
years.
Loaded question, Angie.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Loaded question.
Yeah, Angie.
Yes.
Careful how you answer this. Dan is listening.
Yeah, we're all scared of Dan, obviously. Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, you're stuck between us. You can do much.
This is all being recorded. Yeah. All right. It's on camera. Careful what you do.
Switch that off.
Yeah, I think I sometimes have felt that men or males are a lot more confident and can exude their confidence really easily.
Yeah.
Whereas if you grew up like I did, my mother was Filipino and didn't work in business or in like the public sector.
Yep.
So, in the private sector.
Mm.
So I didn't really have that to sort of base.
Look at.
Yeah, look
yep.
at.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I was sort of feeling out how to be an accountant or a business person in my working life.
Yeah.
So, I really struggled with that and it felt like imposter syndrome. Like, am I really this good or am I just full of myself?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
it's a bit of column A, bit of column B.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It's kind of like hard when you don't see that as your kind of your beacon of like what you look up to. So.
And that's what I love about seeing like senior accountants in like female senior accountants because I really believe you can't see what you can't be what you can't see.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes,
and
that's true.
I love that. Go. Like I love yeah, seeing women strive in their careers with families and
and in that I should say thank you, because it's good to have, you know, Angie there to look up to, and
I love it. And like I want to support women in business, and
it's good,
and our team, and
I think so I won when I was working in Brisbane and I had a temp job. I had a very interesting perspective. I worked in it was like a sciencey kind of, I'm terrible at science, and I can't even remember what it was, but I was only there for like a week temp. But there was a lady doing the admin anyway, there was three sort of senior people there, and they, you know, one of them was a female, and she just kind of said, like, not her but the admin lady, she said to me, it's a shame, like, the females never seem to be able to earn the same, but it's not, you know, it's not anything derogatory or it's not sexist or anything, it's because they don't have the confidence to go out and get the sales.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I feel that, like, I'd not thought of that perspective. It's it's not something to do with the fact that you're a female, because I don't actually think that females wouldn't get the same pay for doing the same thing. I know that could spark huge outrage, that comment, but... Yeah. I think if you're doing exactly the same thing and bringing in exactly the same type of money, you get the same.
Yeah.
Unless you've been working there for less time, and that's just loyalty kind of.
Yeah.
But in terms of I wouldn't pick up the phone as easily as Tim. Well, he's obviously got a lot of experience and he owns a business, but...
I'm just full of shit.
Yeah. He's happy to talk the shit. Confidence. So, you know, I'm more of an emotional... I'm probably more of an emotional person, which holds me back a little. I get a little bit anxious a little bit. So I think that, if anything, that could cap your earning potential if you're not able to pick up the phone and say the same things as a man and bring in the same sales. Yeah. So it's kind of like about your earning potential. It's not about your gender.
That's interesting. I think that's a very interesting point there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the factors. And the other big factor we'll discuss.
And that's it. Like, so starting a family. Before we get down that track, I mean, I think you could see that as a limitation, that you are more in touch with your feelings and emotions.
Yes, yep.
Or you could see that as a huge plus, really, because... Our industry is all about empathy. If you can take the focus away from how you're feeling, because obviously there's some anxiety. We all feel that before we go into meetings or calls and need to give advice.
Yeah.
And you can more put yourself in the shoes of your client or your customer.
Yeah.
Then I think that's like a superpower, really.
I've been really leaning into the emotion.
Yeah.
You're a feeler.
Yes, I am a feeler. And I think it's something that, like, when I've come across two clients that respect that, I definitely, like, I get people on side because I don't try to be scary. I don't try to intimidate anyone. And that will be a downside to some people.
Yeah.
Because some people will only respect and listen to someone that's like, this is it, this is the way. Yeah. Whereas I'm like, you know, if I think that I've done something wrong, I might say, I'm sorry if you don't, you know, you don't, if I've said that wrong to you, or I'm quite apologetic, even if I shouldn't be. And and so some people play well with that. And there's other people that wouldn't respect that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
I think you've just raised a really good talking point, which is how clients interact with you. So I'd love to hear from your perspectives what that's like, because I'll share after you. I'll share from my perspective what I've seen as well. But what is your experience dealing with clients?
Early on, it came across as not derogatory, but like it might have been just because I was a junior learning my trade. But it did feel like, oh, she's doesn't know the way of the world kind of thing.
Because you did start out an admin, like I did as well. Absolutely. So there's an element of maybe it's just because they knew you as the admin girl.
However, I have like received emails from people and I'm like, I feel like I've answered this question and I've like CC'd Dan or CC'd Dan or you, and they're like, you really have.
No. I've seen that. Like, yeah. I can back you up on that. Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Yeah, and it's horrible. And it's just like, nope.
It's not right.
No, yeah. So, yeah, I have seen that. But, yeah, in saying that, yeah, I do feel like being a woman, you can be a lot closer to other females in business. Like,
yes.
You have that,
Well, I mean, you see it. Yeah. I think like women, female accountants have an advantage over male accountants from the perspective of dealing with other female business owners and a lot of men too probably would prefer to deal with a female accountant. Probably because they are more in touch with their emotions and they get that true empathy. They got someone who knows is proactive and cares, you know, that's what people want from their accountant. So I do think like there is a strength there as well. And you see people who build amazing businesses as women off the back of that.
Yeah.
Their competitive advantage compared to men.
I think I guess when I see who I'm dealing with, sometimes I'm more tempted to call the woman or email the woman. And that's if I don't know them, I'm more likely to want to talk to the woman. And I think in my history, mostly it's not been bad. Usually it's fine, but you will get the occasional man that you might feel like you've been talked down to a little bit. I had one particular phone call where he sort of thought that he knew the answer, and I didn't want to shut it down too much. I tried to listen, but I felt like I sort of got talked down to for about 10 minutes, and that really rocked me a little bit. And I didn't have the, you know, I guess the confidence to just say, well, you know, that might be the way you see it, but that's actually not the way it is. And so, you know, that kind of made me get off the phone and get upset. And that happens occasionally, but it's not only ever been a male that's made you feel that way. But I think it's just building the confidence to not let something like that rock you is the thing.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a fair point. Because, so I'll chime in now. I've definitely seen that happen to both of you.
Yeah.
And, from our clients.
Yeah.
And it is disappointing when it happens. There are some clients that will basically not believe what a female accountant tells them.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty effed up.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Backwards. But I mean, that's society. We've got obviously a big sample size of society, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's a small minority of clients that would be that way. But we do have kind of a discussion before we take on a client. If we think that is the problem, you guys have given a heads up before, like this person sort of seems this way, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And so we've got clients recently, this is more recent. We've got, I'd say, one or two clients that have said up front, I want to deal with a female.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, that is. And I guess if a male could take that offensively if they wanted
to. You could, yeah.
I mean, they probably don't generally, but you might be more – it's weird because it's like a female would probably be more offended with that comment.
Yeah.
If it was vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
But if male would probably be like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah, so yeah. It's interesting. And I do kind of feel like the people who are like that to females are sort of like that to men too, but they're less like that to men, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So the men, they will just unconsciously show more respect to their opinion, which is when you're doing accounting, that's your gospel, is your advice, your opinion. Like you want that to be respected.
Yes.
I guess that's interesting. And that because I've definitely experienced clients who don't believe what I have to say either. But I think they would do it in a more even if they disagree, they will disagree more politely than they will disagree with women.
I think
they'll be like, okay, cool, well, that's not how I see it, so I'm going to change accountants. But whereas
I'm going to get another accountant to tell me the same thing, actually. You know,
whereas you two,
pay them thousands and thousands of dollars.
They'll just try and tell you what to do. So that's, I think, there's something different there. You know, they're not trying to tell me what to do, though. I'm sure there have been clients who, are like that to me too.
I think with females, I mean, we discussed this and we, like, notice it, I guess, that with guys there seems to be kind of a camaraderie, a mateship, that it even happens with employees and you know, in different workplaces. And
that's a great point too.
It's like if the guy does the same thing that a female does, if they're kind of like matey with them, they're not going to say the same things that they would to a female. So it does feel like a camaraderie type thing where guys don't like to be off with other guys. So they wouldn't stick up for a female as much as they would a male. So yeah, it kind of feels like an unfair stick that you've been given sometimes. And some of us girls will go, oh, well, it'd be nice to be a guy sometimes.
I'm coming back as a dad.
Yes. That's a whole other topic. Oh my God. 100%.
Apparently a stepdad's a good one.
Even better. Even better. Christ. Abdicate all responsibilities.
Oh, my God. That's weird. Like, I'm sitting here. I could literally go do that. Just like open my mind to new possibilities.
You should probably have a chat to your wife.
And my son. That won't go in being a stepdad to someone else's family. Yeah, maybe.
And now I think about it the other way. There's other guys that want to be their stepdad in my family.
Plot thickens. Jade, there's openings.
Step off. Step off.
All right. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, great segue. Having a family. Yeah. It's a thing.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Yes. You've both had kids, multiple kids.
We have.
We have.
Between us, we have six children. No, not between us.
Oh, well, including me. I didn't have mine.
No,
I
just did not. You did not birth.
Supported the process.
It's a funny one, just off topic, but my best friend sent me a meme today or a video of Mila Kunis going on about blasting off about people. Men saying that we're pregnant. I know that plenty of people do that, and that's fine, but I hate it. And I'm like, are you? Are you really? Do you feel all of this?
That's so funny.
Are you pushing a baby out?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's just a segue, but
You guys, you got your work cut out for you. Like, my hat goes off. Yeah. Like, if you are a dad, you've seen your partner go through that process, and it's like, my God, you just put your bodies on the line.
Oh, yes. It's a joyful process. It's psycho.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Hectic. And then you got to raise a kid.
Yeah. No one tells you that.
After the birth?
Yeah, the part after the birth.
Sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
Having a baby is
you
not
You literally
fun.
Have to teach them everything.
Yeah. And then, they don't know a thing, so.
Yeah.
So how does it change your work life, though? And is it a good thing or a bad thing? Is it a negative for women or a positive for women in their career?
Yeah, good.
So leading into the birth of my second child, Miles, I decided that I wanted to go back to studying, but I I cried because I cried when I found out I was pregnant because I knew that it would like pretty much put that on hold for like at least two more years.
That sucks.
And the earning potential as well as like
the ability to be a partner and say a firm
it just pushed it back. But like I had a really good mentor who said in 20 years you're still going to be an accountant, so what's a couple more years?
That's true.
And
that's it.
Some good advice. Advice.
For
patience.
That's it. I don't know accounting without children, so I started.
Yeah, you are a Wonder Woman.
Oh, thank you. I started. I mean, I had a child at 19. Obviously, she's now 13, which is wild. But I was a chef at the time. As I said, she wouldn't be a chef. When she was about seven or eight, maybe six or seven, I started in an accounting firm, and I started as an admin person. And then, a couple of a year or two in, I started studying accounting. And so I was working working full time and studying full time online. And that was a lot. And then in that period, I started sort of work changing from admin to accounting, and then I had a child, and then I was still sort of I had another baby, and I was still studying and studying and working up till four. So it was hectic. And then I think the last and so I had two kids in a year and a half. So that was a bit wild. Yeah.
Intense.
And
you already had one.
So I had a couple of exams, like heavily, like 36, 37 weeks pregnant. I walk into this big hall looking, feeling very awkward. And then I think,
were you walking?
Just.
And baby brain's a real thing.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Like,
I've got a little a couple of fails on that one. Yeah. I think my last exam, so was like when I had a 6 week old. When I had my third child.
Wow.
So I don't know accounting without children.
Yeah. But like, how do you do a 2 or 3 hour exam when the baby needs to feed in that time?
Yeah, I was
what?
I think I'm pretty sure that's how it was. Yeah, I can't even remember how it worked, but it was
crazy.
It was hectic.
Whoa.
But
whoa.
Working, and so yeah, I had 6 months off after my second child, and then 6 months off again after. So I didn't have a huge break because I was like starting to do accounting when I found out I was pregnant. At that time, I wanted to be pregnant because I was like sort of, you know, so far apart from my first child. But it was still like, oh, you know, when's the right time? Because I'm just starting accounting.
Never is the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also yesterday.
Yeah, I know. So
10 years ago.
Yeah. You want to earn more money. Like even now I want to get my CPA or my CTA. And I'm like, but studying is so hard when you're so long. You have three children and
it's
hard.
Yeah.
Oof, juggling act.
Yeah. I find like though having children really put my focus on like on what I wanted to do. And I guess having my degree or, you know, being in the accounting industry has allowed me to balance my life out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good industry because you can be flexible.
And also like if you are, you know, studied, then it depending on your lifestyle, you can work less hours. That has allowed me the flexibility to still be somewhat present with my kids. One thing is childcare sucks.
Childcare sucks. There's not enough of it. It's too expensive.
It makes you sick.
Everyone. Yeah. I know. It's like the first. So I went back after 6 months and then put my child in daycare 3 days a week and then had every second week off because it was like, and there's not much.
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
So tough. Yeah. 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 I've experienced that. I've seen it with you, Angie, and Sarah, and all of our team members who've
kids.
Had a baby and come back to work, then like every second week, you just know.
Yeah.
I definitely have a lot more empathy for it now. Not that I was like a stickler before, but now I've had a kid and he's going to daycare. I understand a lot more.
The first time when I had my second child, it was the first person in that accounting firm that had ever went on maternity leave. And they'd been open for 50 years.
Wow.
What? The feeling that I had. Yeah, it's wild. So that probably means there was more males, I'd say, back in the day. But also, they just didn't go on maternity. I don't know. They didn't have kids.
Yeah.
But like for me, that was like every second week, I'm like, well, sorry, boss. And so I felt really shit. I'm sorry, really beep.
I don't know what button that is on here. Is it this one? Yeah.
Hey.
A bit late,
maybe
but
you should put
like, here, ready? On there. Say it again.
Really shit.
It's actually hard to do.
Really fucking shit.
That was better.
You did well there.
That was better than my last attempt.
Last time Chloe came on the podcast, she bleeped the really part as well. She's like, you didn't hear any context.
Yeah.
Just a lot of swearing.
Yeah, my bad. It's tricky.
There you go.
It is a big balance.
Do you feel like being a mum makes you a better accountant or professional?
It's a good question.
Like as a business owner had a baby,
Experience has a lot to be said for. Like I think I know a lot more having been a parent, having owned a home.
Yeah,
I haven't. I've traveled a bit, but I haven't done all that. I haven't had the freedom to go out whenever I want
because I've been
such a young mum. So, but I think I know a lot more about just life in general because of everything I've been through.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So I think that it would help me understand business and owning a business and be more motivated to be successful. So
gives me a lot of I have a lot of respect for mums who have gone before me and have thrived in growing their business or even family businesses and the wives are generally the support for the main act. But as a mom, I can really empathize that it's a joint team. Like even your parents and like, respect.
Yeah.
So much respect.
Yeah.
I think it's like, agreed. For me, it's a bit of a caveat to it now because my husband was medically sort of discharged from the army, and so he has a lot more flexible in his work. So he's a PT, he's an amazing coach, but he doesn't work the same hours that I do. And if he needs to call in sick, it's probably a bit easier, or he just needs to call out of a couple of hours, so it's different. So, and I think because, you know, coaching is not the best paid job, I think, you know, for me, I feel a bit like there's a reliance on me getting my paycheck and not being able to take sick days as easily as him. So I think when the kids get a little bit older, like Livy is three, that's my youngest, and I feel like it's fine. He can look after them if he needs to, and he can take the day off for them. So it's like, I wouldn't say, oh, you know, it's only mums that have to take the time off. No. But I think when they're first younger, like when they're 6 months and stuff, and if you're breastfeeding, it makes it a lot harder to pass that on to the male.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, and I hear of people doing it where they're like full-time working and they're pumping.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
no, thank you.
Gosh.
I know. Like, I mean, amazing to them, but I couldn't do that. I could not breastfeed and work full-time. And
that'd be so tough.
I know. At first when I went back, I think I was breastfeeding a little bit, but not much. Just like at the end of the day, I wasn't trying to pump at work. I mean, amazing to the women that do it and they're trying to do their best for their kids.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how you can and focus and be able to focus enough on your work. And it's very hard. Impressive. But breastfeeding is probably a big thing that makes it harder for women if they really want that. And if their husband wants or the partner wants that for their kids, that makes it harder, obviously.
So, summary, advantage or disadvantage? Like the fact that you're starting a family.
I think at first it's a disadvantage. Yep, but then in the long term, I think, I don't want to disrespect anyone that doesn't have kids, but I think advantage in terms of business acumen. And some people might argue that point, but I think advantage in life knowledge.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it really opens your eyes to the world having kids.
Yeah.
And you see them enjoying the small things. It's really cool.
Yeah.
In some ways, it makes you a bit more patient as well.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
You have to be a bit more patient.
And I think as an employer, I think even though having, you know, the short term drain of sick leave and not knowing if they're going to come in the next day, that's probably tough. But I think knowing that they rely on that paycheck and they rely on they've got kids that they want to do well for and stuff, that kind of helps you know that they're reliable.
And it's like from my experience anyway, I've seen women come back from giving birth and like really enjoy being at work, which is nice. So it's a nice
I do enjoy my time.
Freedom.
Yeah, I know. It's like, adult conversation.
It changes the definition of work. Like work is actually your own space.
Yes. And if you do what you love, it's different. Like if you love being at home with your kids and you can do that, then great. But I love to have both.
Yeah.
And I think like I've worked 4 days now and I wouldn't ever go back to five if I could avoid it. So, you know, I think I love that balance.
Well, that's unfortunate about the conversation. Lots of work to do by lodgement deadline. No.
True that. Lots of late nights coming. I think it's good to.
It's awesome.
I think the ideal world is 3 or 4 days at work and, 100%. And 3 or 4 days with your kids. My best life anyway.
So true. Okay. Well, any parting thoughts before we wrap up?
Great question.
Bring some color.
Pink pastel power suit.
I think that the female world, like the world of business with females, is definitely changing. Like I said, could get me in trouble with people, but I don't see that it's a female problem. I think that it's more of a, you know, the family, having families. You're the one that carries a child, you got to take off time to have kids. And I think that's changing a bit because some men are taking the reins, but even then you're still going to always have to have the baby. Yeah. You know, recover from having the baby. So
yeah, true.
So that's always going to cap your earning potential at some point if you want to have a family. But otherwise, I think it's just that women are, they're just different to men. They're just, and it's really hard to put a pinpoint a reason for why women are earning less. But but at the same time, don't cap yourself and say that you can't earn the same as a man. Because I definitely have goals to earn, you know, to be a partner and to earn the same.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's and I think it just takes that like confidence and, seeing it, believing it.
Yeah.
And I'll be 100% passing that on to my daughters. It's like, you're not going to say that you can't earn as much as a man. There's no way they're going to say that to me. Not cop that.
I like that.
Yeah.
And you were saying actually before we recorded, Angie, that you were inspired by ZeroCon because of that, because of all the women that you saw on stage that were inspiring. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So having Sukhinda and even seeing Heather and just seeing all the colour and like a lot of the heads of like departments were women.
Yeah.
Mm. And women of colour, which like growing up with my mum's Filipino, not seeing that on TV or anywhere really, it was really inspiring.
Yep.
So
Agreed.
I really loved that.
Yep.
It's awesome. Mm. Wow. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for sharing your personal experiences.
Thanks, Tammy,
as a woman in the accounting and industry and business in general. Yeah, so
it's been fun.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we've got one more topic, so I'm going to push that button.
I'm out.
Actually, so am I. We need like a drinks person.
Yeah, geez, Sarah.
To top us off. Dan, this
actually,
is,
no, what Joel. Are you doing? Joel.
Yeah.
He's in my bad book. So, you know, actually, I haven't mentioned Harvey. He's in my bad books too.
All the guys in the bad
books. Had to put that in the episode. In the slot. Yep.
Are they also misogynist?
The chivalry was just dead today. So they are in trouble. And, oh no.
Is this your other thing?
Actually, I'm going the opposite way here. Ignore what I'm saying because I'm cancelling myself out here saying chivalry. We want a bit of chivalry, but we can also do it for ourselves.
Yeah. It's about being kind.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really. Are we talking in code here?
No. No, I just think.
Because I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm just thinking that like chivalry is like the. Now it's kind of like the opposite to being a strong, independent woman.
Yes.
So I'm like, so my husband always thinks that I'm contradicting myself. He's like, but you want to be strong and independent, do it yourself. I'm like, yeah, I do, but you could still
help
be kind and do the nice, sweet things. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, fair.
But I can do it for myself too if I want to.
if I really need to.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, if I wanted to, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm busy like giving birth to children. So. Which you can't do, by the way.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Can't and don't want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I really got off topic there, but I did. I promised Harvey and Joel I'd mention them.
Yeah.
So, badmouth them.
Yeah, you did badmouth them there. So, there we go. What's the? Hold on, this might be the trumpets. No. There you go, Harvey and Joel. That's for you guys.
You know what you did.
Actually, my phone's recording video, but at the end of the main topic today, I was going to play that because Girls is Players 2 song. Because Girls is Players 2.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
maybe
sorry
you
about
should
that.
Play Diva instead.
Diva?
By Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have other things? I think I have to go pick my son up from daycare.
Yeah.
My wife, who is your boss, is going to crack the whip on me. So.
Yep.
What's your other thing?
Other thing.
What was it? Was there another thing? It was mainly...
I have one if you want.
Yeah.
Yep,
my son's going through a sleep regression, which means I'm reading a lot again during the night.
Nice.
When I can't sleep.
I love that.
And I just started reading Fix This Next Again by Mike Motorbike. Mike Michalowski, whatever his name is. It's really good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a good business book. It's like, work on this.
So you're reading that to him, the business book?
I'm reading that to myself.
Oh.
When I can't sleep.
Like,
we put him back to sleep. And I'm just not one of those people that can click their fingers and close their eyes and go to sleep.
You say you're a female. What the hell?
I didn't know
we're in the presence of three females. Wait for the, oh my God.
My mind just switches on and then the 2 a.m. committee like has a great meeting.
That's not what I see in my house.
Really?
You're awake, you're asleep. Good night.
I wish I could do that.
That's magic. I don't know what goes on. Oh, not much in the brain, I guess. It's
like,
the brain is off.
Yeah.
That must be nice, you know. So I'm shocked to hear that you're one of us, Tim.
I'm terrible. I am one of you.
Oh, dear. That's a shame for you.
So what's it? Fix it next. What's the...
It's like a, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes.
You start with like air and water and food, and that's the bottom layer of the pyramid.
Mm.
Well, you must have satisfied those needs before you can satisfy the needs above that, which are like community and friendship, like, I guess, spirituality, things like that. So it's like that, but for business.
Yeah,
so what do you need to do first before you move on to the next stage?
Nice.
So his argument is like sales, cash flow, and then profit is above that.
Yeah.
And then culture is above that, and legacy is like the last. That's roughly that. I've butchered that a little bit.
But. Yep. You'll be calling in next week.
Yeah, all the listeners can just Google this right now. Yeah. And that's off the top of my head, all right? So,
Nice.
You guys got anything? Any other things?
I don't read much. Wow. Is that obvious or no?
Other than hungry little caterpillar.
I lay in the bed next to my son and read him a little book. That's great. I don't learn much from it, but I was starting to read a book about buying properties. I'm very interested.
Cool.
I would love to invest more in, but I also know that that seems to piss some people off.
Oh, property?
Yeah, negative gearing.
You are the for property.
What's making profit from property. Mm. How dare you?
There's
a lot of people that don't like that.
Mm.
I could be pissing some of my friends off by saying that, but So I'm very interested in the property market.
Yeah,
and it's very hard nowadays to make money and profit on the Central Coast, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Money and profit. Money in property.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, nice. So I don't read much.
Well, I've been watching my NRL drama, NRL 360.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you're right into the footy this year.
We've started a tipping comp in the office.
Who's winning?
I think Harvey.
Oh, get out. Not that jerk.
But Sarah is coming third. So
whoa.
Yeah, Sarah does not watch.
Are we saying that because Sarah's a female?
No, Sarah doesn't watch any football.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive.
And yeah, so yeah, NRL 360 is where they like go through like all the bad decisions that have been made over the weekend. And
it's all the media.
You're that into it.
Debates.
Oh my goodness.
I love it.
It's AFL 360 as well.
I love it.
So this is why
it's so funny. Just when I was on maternity leave last year, I'd be watching it and I'd take a photo and be like, just catching up on the drama.
It's the best. So good. It's a bit better than what I watch. At the moment, don't ask me why, but I'm stuck through The Hills. The remake
the Hills
of The Hills. No. You know the drama that
from Laguna Beach.
They're American.
What was it?
It was The Hills, like Hyde.
Yeah,
it's like Beverly Hills. It's meant to be Beverly Hills,
something
right?
Something like that. Yeah. Well, I watch The Housewives of Beverly. I watch all those shows, and I feel like it makes me look really.
This is just leaning into the
unintelligible, and I know I'm like, do I fit some kind of a mold here? My husband always mocks me for watching this dumb shit, like Jersey Shore and Geordie Shore.
Jersey Shore,
and I just like, you know what I like? I just like mind numbing shows because
I
like
the drama that I'm not involved in.
Yeah, exactly. And the drama that you're like, it's so petty that it's really unimportant, and it just makes you go, this is good because my brain can switch off. I don't have to think much about who kissed who, and I can just keep up, you know.
Nice. I love it. You got to have shows like that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
What I watch. It's terrible. Either that or murdering, I'm one of those typical females that watches murder series.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I know, like real stories.
Women not
and
for me.
Murder.
I know. I don't know either.
Not for
I'm
me.
Like an true anxious crime. Person, but I'll still watch, you know, why he stalked me or like things like that. I'm like, why do I watch this? You know?
I guess you want to learn, you know? You want to be like, well.
I prepare myself.
Yeah. Yeah, someone knocks on the door and you don't know who they are. Like, you're not letting them in.
No, that's it. No, I always watch, like, why would you do that? Don't do that. It's funny.
Don't do that. Don't go out there. Don't.
We teach our daughter, who's, you know, a 13-year-old, because she catches a train and she's got to do things independently a bit.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'll practice taking her down or trying to make her get that's out of gold. A grip.
Oh,
she thinks it's so fun, funny. But I'm also like, you got to kick him in the nuts. Scratch their face. So, you know, my daughter knows. She knows what she's got to do in an emergency that hopefully she never has to do.
That.
So, yeah.
Wow. I love that. Don't.
That's what it. That's
Jade's
it.
All about that. Yeah. Too. She likes to try and wrestle me. And I'm like, no.
You
irritate my skin. Stop trying to wrestle me.
Do you go all red?
Yeah, I get itchy. And like, stop trying to put me in holes.
Is that because you're embarrassed because she can get you or?
Well, I always just say, like, one, if I got one good blow in, you're gone, right? You could probably choke me out, but yeah. All right. Well, let's end it there. Thank you both for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
And usually at this part, Dan says how to find us. And if you want to know how to find us, go listen to last week's episode at the end and Dan will tell you how. All right.
Listen to Dan.
And that's it. Calculator.
Calculator.
Calculator.